Recently, the Association of Member Episcopal Conferences in Eastern Africa issued a statement on the current crisis in South Sudan. They had a very particular appeal. Could you summarize for us the main points of this appeal?
Well, in the statement that the bishops delivered, first of all, to the Episcopal Conference in Sudan, and also delivered to the Minister for Cabinet Affairs in the country, the appeals were basically six. And the first one was that the bishops within AMECEA were calling for cessation, an immediate and unconditional cessation of all hostilities in the country, so that this would provide a platform where negotiations would take place. Then they were also concerned with the fact that some places where the people affected had run to in some of the camps, no help, humanitarian access was being assured. So they appealed that those responsible should ensure that corridors for humanitarian access are actually opened. And more importantly, that those who would be providing this humanitarian assistance, the emergency services, should be provided with security, because the idea was with the rebels, many of the areas are really risky. So even the access and the personnel doing this humanitarian assistance would be risking their lives. Then another appeal, which is based on what the Episcopate thinks is the real problem in South Sudan, is that there is a need to expand the table of negotiations. The interest in this appeal is that if these negotiations and the peace talks are politicized, then they may not address the root causes of the crisis in South Sudan. So the bishops are of the opinion and strongly convinced that they should expand this forum, where they should involve all the stakeholders, the civil society, church leaders, and all that may contribute to actual solution to the real issues in South Sudan. And then the fourth appeal was with regard to politicians and the parties concerned softening their positions in the interest of saving lives. Because what has reached us is that what started as a political problem has led to some politicians taking positions in terms of the release of those who are detained and giving conditions. So the church in Eastern Africa is saying, okay, these conditions can be discussed, but with softened positions and hearts that are able to compromise and discuss issues in a true spirit of dialogue, rather than remaining firm on the positions that they have been holding. Then we had also, the bishops also had an appeal to the world, the international community, to give a hand in the humanitarian appeal, in the sense that through the Caritas Internationalis, and which is present in all the Caritas and Caritas offices within our national conferences, we should support the initiative that Caritas Internationalis has done by making material contributions, so that help can actually be extended to those who have been affected by the crisis. And then finally, we called all Christians around the world, and as well as the people of goodwill, to pray for Sudan. Another appeal that was expressly made to the government officials when the bishops addressed the Minister for Cabinet Affairs was that there was concern about the security of church premises and church personnel. So it was appealed that this should also be corrected, that it is a particular concern from the church leaders that even church personnel are being attacked within the crisis.
Father Lugonzo, in the statement,
yes,
the bishops also note that South Sudan is largely a Christian country, and
yes,
they seem to be making a suggestion about the church, how the church should be involved in the dialogue. What can the church bring to this reconciliation process in the context of South Sudan?
The reality in South Sudan is that what sparked the crisis might have been a political issue, but when you listen to different groups, people from within, the idea is that there are really underlying issues of injustice, issues of wounds that have been carried from the liberation wars. So, and then the other fact is that even before the crisis, there is a reconciliation committee that has been flagged off by the government, but they have entrusted this majorly to church leaders. Now, before this committee took off and did a lot of work in terms of bringing reconciliation, the crisis erupted. So the context is, what is reaching the church leadership is that if the current issue is handled by politicians, military personnel, and the church is not involved, or especially the members who are in this reconciliation team are not involved, then it will be a partial solution and it might not last. That's why the church leaders are like, let us involve the church leadership, especially those who are already in the reconciliation team committee, so that the negotiations can bring out the underlying issues of injustices, underlying issues of hatred, underlying issues of revenge. And at the end, the process might lead to a lasting peace in South Sudan.
Now, Father, when we began the interview, I said I would only ask you two questions, but you said something in your first response that I have to ask you about because we don't know much about it. You said that the church leaders have been feeling unsafe and they've been attacked. We haven't heard much about this. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening in that context?
Exactly. Now, a clear example that I would wish to express is that actually this statement we delivered to all the members of the Episcopal Conference on 24th, and we had a team of bishops who visited South Sudan. And what we heard from the Apostolic Administrator of Malakal, which is the area that is most affected, was really disheartening. He was personally attacked in his residence, and he was ordered to leave the residence without much of his property. And he ran to the cathedral of the Diocese of Malakal. And the whole house was looted. In his narration, a number of priests in the Diocese of Malakal had actually been attacked and run away from their stations. Quoting the Apostolic Administrator, he was up to 24th. He didn't know where some of the priests were. And so that is what we are addressing, that the rebels are now attacking church premises where even some of the victims are running to, and even the church personnel themselves are not safe. There was even a concern from the bishops that the Bishop Emeritus of the Diocese of Malakal was caught up in the whole mess and could not even travel to Juba for the plenary. And that is, so they were all worried of his whereabouts, whether he's safe or not. And they were waiting for a possibility where some sort of peace could be noted, so that they could use international forces to get to the bishop emeritus.